When I was a young man, I headed to sea. My very first ship was the Scarlet Marie. In swiftness of sail, there was no vessel greater. The captain was brave, though a poor navigator. For 30 straight days, we wandered and drifted. We bleached in the sun, and we prayed the wind shifted. And as he lay dying, the captain's decision was that we should eat him for want of provisions. So we chopped off his fingers and toesies for starters, pulled out his intestines and wore them for garters, tore out his tummy and opened it wide, ripped off his pecker and chucked it aside, gathered the pieces and cooked up a stew, and our bellies were full by the time we were through. Some of the men thought we'd acted too hasty, but as for myself, well, I found him quite tasty. So several days later, with no land in sight, once all of the crew had tucked in for the night, I tore off their balls and severed their heads, ran them all through till the deck had run red, scooped up the goop from their skulls like molasses, pulled out their lungs and filleted their asses, served it all up with a side of au jus, and my belly was full by the time I was through. Old Peg Leg Pete was all bones and no meat. I reduced him to gravy and served him on Davy. Atop the buffet there was goner pate, delivered from rivers of livers I'd slivered. I dined on the Chinaman, spine with fine wine, but the sailor from Sicily proved to be gristly. Smoked a Jamaican to make me some bacon, just as peas go with carrots, Portuguese pair with parrots. Alone on the frigate, high atop the mainmast, I spotted a ship to the rescue at last. The captain said,
"Come aboard, my, you look famished."
He brought me good rum and a roasty beef sandwich, and I bit off his nose and grated his skin, ingested his testicles, chewed up his chin, methodically butchered the crew to a man, and I fired their sphincters to see from a cannon. The first mate was great but too small for the plate, so I roasted the bastard with roast quartermaster. Cabin boy innards were winners for dinner with swabby kebabs, tar, barbecue. And my belly was full by the time I was through.